There was nothing that could come close to the sunrise in the Daniel Boone National Park. As much as people wanted to try to think the beach was better than the mountains, there was no comparison. The golden rays extended like fingers as the orange and pink sky rose just above the treetops. Various colors of green danced from tree to tree as the light filtered through. 6 a.m. was one of my favorite times of day. With a good night's sleep, Fifi darting ahead of me, and the birds chirping all around me, I headed up to the office to get a jump on the day with a smile on my face. There was always a lot to do in the office, and with the festival starting today, I had to run into town for a few last-minute items.
"Morning, May,"
Henry hollered from across the lake at the entrance of the recreational center.
"I'll be right over after I get these donuts in here."
Henry liked to get up early. If the donuts and coffee weren't delivered by the time he came up to the office, he took it upon himself to call the shops and let them know he was coming to get them. Fifi was busy doing her morning business, so I had nothing to do but wait on Henry. I sipped my coffee and enjoyed the light summer breeze blowing across the campground. Some of the campfires were still smoldering. My eyes swept across the trail where I'd seen Bryce and the college girl slip down, and I wondered how their night had gone. It was none of my business. As long as they didn't disturb the other guests or destroy any of the forest, we were good. The trails around the campground were clearly marked, and it was highly recommended not to hike them in the night. I figured Bryce and the young woman weren't going hiking, and I wasn't their mother. They were adults. "How's it going?" I asked Henry when he finally made it over to my side of the lake.
"It's all good. I got the kids' games all set up down by the creek. The picnic tables are situated just like you wanted them to be. Coach has set up the archery stations. I was going to ask you to get some more ballots run off, because it looked like they only gave you a few to hand out."
He took off his hat when he talked to me. His scraggly hair was pretty much gone in most places. Henry always took off his ball cap when he talked to any woman. It was a southern gentleman thing.
"I want to hand them out at the festival."
"That's a great idea." I patted my leg and made smoochy noises for Fifi to come on. "I've got to go to town to grab a few things, and I'll stop by the library to get some more printed off." There was a copier in the office, but it was built into a basic home printer, and we needed a few hundred ballots. The library had a nice one, and it was free for local businesses, and I wanted to talk to Abby about the social media marketing plan she had for the rest of the week.
"A few new campers came in last night."
Henry's eyes moved past me and beyond the campers behind me.